Welcome, Chiefs fans, to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. I'm Jason Thomas, and I'm here to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs and the Denver Broncos on Monday night. I'm just like every other Chiefs fan out there. I hate the Broncos, probably more than any other team in the AFC West. So I'm really looking forward to this game. And kind of seeing what the Chiefs can do in this one. This definitely isn't the same Broncos team as a couple years ago. The defense hasn't been particularly good this year, and the offense hasn't either. The Broncos are coming into this game 2-1. They're second in the division to the Chiefs. So if the Chiefs can find a way to pull this out in Denver, then they'll have a two-game lead on everybody else in the division. I'm going to start the show talking a little bit about Denver's defense. The front seven is still very good against the run. They can still get after the passer. The Broncos are only allowing 3.3 yards per carry on the season, and they have 9 sacks, which those are very, very good numbers. There are issues, though, with this defense. The secondary just can't cover. The issues they're having are very similar to the Chiefs. They're playing kind of a zone over the middle, and their linebackers aren't particularly good in coverage. And then they lost one of their starting safeties in the preseason, and Sue Cravens. And they're struggling with their safety spot. They just aren't getting good coverage on tight ends. And there's definitely places where we can attack across the middle and with Travis Kelce. They still have Chris Harris Jr. at corner. And from everything I've heard from the Broncos fans that I know, he's still playing pretty well. It's Bradley Roby on the other side that is having a lot of issues, and he's not living up to the expectations they had for him when they drafted him, or when he showed up pretty well as their third corner the last couple of years. And this is a contract year for him, so I'm sure he wants to get it turned around. So kind of the Chiefs can dictate the matchup that they want on offense by moving Watkins and Hill around and putting one of them on Roby. And they should have a very good matchup there. I expect the Broncos to try to bring pressure at Patrick Mahomes. It sounds like the Broncos have been playing kind of off with their corners. So the last couple games, the way teams have combated the Broncos is quick passing. And out of those 9 sacks that the Broncos have, they've only got 3 in the last 2 weeks. The quick passing game really takes Von Miller and Bradley Chubb out of the game. So I can see the Chiefs attacking with a lot of quick slants, some crosses over the middle, and then kind of the screen game that came back this last week versus the 49ers. They got really creative throwing screens to, 3 or 4 different players, and I could see that happening again to slow down that Broncos pass rush. I don't expect the Chiefs to get a lot done with the run game. I'm sure Reed will go ahead and run the ball some in this game, but it's going to be more window dressing, at least unless, the Chiefs just start gashing the Broncos so badly in the passing game that they just give up trying to stop the run altogether. On offense for the Broncos, it all starts with Case Keenum, the quarterback. And he's been a disappointment so far this season. He was kind of a big-name signing for him. I think a lot of people thought, he might not have been the greatest quarterback in the world, but that he would be a definite upgrade over Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch and all the guys the Broncos have been running out there for the last couple of years. And at least to this point, his numbers are very similar to Simeon's. There's not a lot of difference. Through three games, he's got 3 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He's had at least 1 turnover a game in all 3 games. And then with every game so far this season, the passing yard numbers have went down. So the first week against Seattle, he threw for over 300. And then the second week, he threw for around 220. And then this last week against the Ravens, he only threw for about 170. Now, the Chiefs' defense is gonna help that number for him. He's going to get some passing yardage. And he's going to be forced to, because this Broncos defense isn't going to stop the Chiefs a lot. I mean, even if the Chiefs just have a terrible offensive game, they're still going to put up 24 points. And that's going to be some work for the Broncos to score that many. I think they can. I just think that it's going to take some meshing for them to do this. One thing the Broncos have kind of hung their hat on so far is the run game. They've had well over 100 yards in every game so far. They're kind of using a three-headed attack at running back. It all starts with the undrafted rookie free agent, Philip Lindsay, who I've got to watch a couple times, and he is a very dynamic runner. I kind of hate to see him on the Denver Broncos. He's very quick, very fast. He knows how to turn his hips, make himself small, and he's more powerful than he looks. And I don't want to get myself in trouble because I know you guys are Chiefs fans. And he's not near as good as Jamaal Charles. I'll put that out there. But that's who he reminds me of a little bit with his running style. And then the next backup is Royce Freeman. He was their third-round pick. And he's a bigger back. He gets, you know, full steam ahead, and he's been averaging over 4 yards a carry. And sorry, I forgot. Lindsay is averaging 6 yards a carry so far. And then the third back in this rotation is Devontae Booker, who's been with the team a couple of years. He's not having success running the football, but he is having success catching the football. He leads the backs with 7 receptions. So, you know, there's plenty for the Chiefs front 7 to look at this week, and 3 very different types of backs, depending on the situation. I personally feel like Lindsay will end up taking over that third down role from Booker. I believe he's going to be a good receiver, and he's so much more explosive than Booker that I just can't see him keeping a grip on that job much longer. Somewhat similar to the 49ers last week, when the 49ers got behind, but they kept running the football because that's what they were best at. I feel like the Broncos offense is similar, that even if they get behind 2-3 touchdowns, they're going to keep running the football and the Chiefs are going to let them. That's just kind of Bob Sutton's philosophy. You know, let them get 6 yards of rush all day, and it's hard to score a lot of points when that's your offensive philosophy. But one thing that is very different between the Broncos and the 49ers is that the Broncos have some receivers. They've still got Demaryius Thomas, who's leading the team in targets, even though he's not done much with those targets so far. Him and Keenum just haven't been able to mesh, and Thomas still drops a lot of passes, way more than a number one receiver should. But Emmanuel Sanders has almost as many targets, and he's caught a majority of them, and he's got, I believe, 259 receiving yards, something like that. So he's done plenty when he's got the ball. And what's different from the Broncos teams of the last couple of years is that they've got a big play option as their third receiver. A rookie, Courtland Sutton, is a tall, lanky, big-bodied receiver who can run. And he worries me a little bit in this matchup because he's probably going to be going up against a much smaller corner. And Keenum will just throw it up sometimes. And a lot of the time that gets him in trouble. But it seems like, at least over the past few years, quarterbacks who have been willing to just chuck it up against the Chiefs seem to just get freaking lucky. And it works for him. And Sutton's definitely a guy that could hurt the Chiefs there. And then also different from years past, the Broncos have tight ends now that can actually play. They're using kind of a two-headed monster there. Also, they've got Jeff Heirman, who's kind of been listed as their starter. But then first-year tight end Jake Butt, who missed all of his rookie year with the torn ACL, has been kind of the leading receiver at tight end. But between them, they've done very well, and tight end has been a very bad spot for the Chiefs defense. I'm sure if you've watched the previous games, you've seen the same things I have, where tight ends run across the field. It's the safety's responsibility at first, and then he lets the tight end run across the zone. Across the linebackers, and the linebackers don't touch him. They don't redirect him. He gets, a full steam ahead, comes out the other side of the linebackers, and he's wide open. And Kittle killed us on a couple of plays like that last week, and Jesse James did the week before. And where this Broncos team was a little different than the 49ers last week, like I said earlier, is that if you give them the easy throws and keep letting them get first downs, I believe the Broncos can get big plays against us. Now, I still don't think they have much of a chance of beating the Chiefs, but I think they can score because Keenum is willing to just throw it. I might just be trying to look at this super positively, but I have the Chiefs winning this game 48 to 35. I feel like Mahomes could actually be really relaxed and confident in this game. I think last week was probably a lot of pressure on this team, and they got the home opener out of the way. Reed gets an extra day to scheme for the Broncos. Everybody got an extra day of rest this week. And I feel like they are going to go into Denver and try to show all of us fans and all the national media and themselves that this isn't just another fast start like last year. This isn't just another Chiefs team that looks really good at the start of the season and then fades away. This Chiefs team is the real deal. And they can show that this week by going into the Denver and stepping on them. Like I was saying earlier, I expect this Denver team to put up some points on the Chiefs. Probably more points than anybody's put up on them so far. But I think in turn, this is going to push the Chiefs to score a little bit more. And as good as the Chiefs offense has been, averaging just under 40 points, I don't feel like they've really been pushed to score that much, which is crazy to say. But none of the games they've had so far were just nail biters. They got a lead and they hung on to that lead, but it didn't feel like anybody was ever pushing them to extend that lead into the second half. Like I feel this Broncos team, might hang around and push them a little harder. And I feel like this Broncos defense has just enough playmakers to really get after Mahomes. And I think that could be a good thing for him. He's so calm, so confident, and that's a very good thing. But when he moves his feet and just gets to kind of be the kid on the playground, when that really amazing plays happened. And I can't wait to see what happens against Denver, because I think they'll put just enough strain on him and push him just enough that we're gonna get to see a couple just amazing plays from the Chiefs. As far as the daily fantasy football on DraftKings goes this week, for some reason, Patrick Mahomes' price actually dropped going into this Denver game. He's only $6,800. This Denver defense is giving up a ton of yards per passing play, almost as many as the Chiefs per attempt. So I'm all over Mahomes. I'm going to play him in basically every contest. I will sprinkle in Case Keenum in a couple of these just because I think he's very cheap. He's going up against this Chiefs defense. The Broncos are going to have to score. And I'm just going to throw a couple feelers out there in case he has, the game of his life and matches Mahomes' score at a much cheaper price. The guy that I'm really looking at on the Chiefs this week, there's two of them. But Sammy Watkins is going to be the first one that I mentioned because I think he's the safe play. He's only $5,300. His price really hasn't risen. And I think he can easily cover that. And there's always the chance that he gets a couple touchdowns in one of these games. And then he's going to be, he's going to be way, way over his price. And that's what you need to win this daily fantasy stuff. The matchup is telling me that Kelce should have a big week. But I'm a little worried. He's $6,800. He'd have to put up quite a bit. And he's leading the team in targets. And the second player I wanted to mention that I'm going to play a lot on the Chiefs is Tyreek Hill. It seems like in primetime games against Denver, especially, he goes off. And he's kind of been the forgotten man the last couple of weeks. And I'm thinking Denver might realize that they've got a real bad weakness at tight ends and try to kind of log down on Kelce. And if they do that, and Tyreek Hill can get some one-on-ones against Bradley Roby. I'm sure Reed's got many ways to scheme that. He can get two or three big plays. And, a couple touchdowns for him. He does cost $8,200 on DraftKings, but I believe he can cover that. And if he goes off like he did in the Chargers game, he's well worth that price. But it's a much riskier play. That's just a gut feeling. That's not what my brain is telling me. So unless you have that gut feeling too, I wouldn't go out and play them. I'm not touching the Chiefs defense in this one, and I'm not touching Kareem Hunt in this one. The Broncos are just too good against the run, and the odds just aren't in his favor. On Denver's side, Philip Lindsay is only $4,500, and I'm taking that all day. Like I say, I think the Broncos are going to keep running, even if they're behind. And he's a guy that can bust a couple of those for big gains, which is something the Chiefs haven't seen just a whole lot of this season. But he can pick up, big chunks of yardage in a run game in a hurry. If he gets, some of those short passes, he can take one of those to the house. So I could see him having, a couple touchdowns as long as Royce Freeman doesn't poach him. And probably what I will do is play Lindsey in the majority of my contests, but a handful of them, I will remove them and play Freeman, who's $4,400, just in case Freeman is the one that goes off and things just work out for him. And maybe he poaches the touchdowns that Philip Lindsay would normally get. As far as receivers go, Emmanuel Sanders is probably a fairly safe play, but he is expensive. So I wouldn't play him much. I'm probably just going to stay away from him. Demaryius Thomas, I'm going to stay away from. Cortland Sutton, I think, is a sneaky play. I mentioned why earlier. He's only $3,400, but I could see him catching a couple touchdowns in this one. I'm not saying that he's going to, but I can see a scenario where that happens. And at that price, it's worth trying, at least in a few contests. And then the Broncos tight ends, both of them are very cheap, and I think they're both worth a look in your contests, especially Jake Butt. You know, if somebody's going to bust a longer play, it's probably him. But they've both got shots for touchdowns this week against the Chiefs. I'm, of course, not touching Denver's defense. And that is all I got. Go Chiefs!